Malachim Beis Parakov Gimel, the previous parak discussed the finding of the first Sefer Torah in possibly decades. Yoshio had read from the Sefer Torah and immediately started doing tshuva. The Gemara in Shabbos, known Vav Amud Beis, if Yoshio did tshuva, that would imply Yoshio actually sinned. Kol Omer Yoshio Chato Eino Elatoa. Whoever says Yoshio sinned was only mistaken. The Gemara continues to explain any judgment Yoshio had made prior to finding the Sefer Torah at 18 years old, Yoshio did tshuva on. Now, Yoshio had a Torah. He was able to sharpen his mind and better understand the halachos, the laws. This would seemingly imply Yoshio was always a tzaddik. However, Rav learns there was no greater Baal Tshuva in his generation than Yoshio. As we will learn in this parak, how Yoshio got rid of all the idols throughout Yisroel. Note, Rav learned Yoshio wasn't always a tzaddik, as we see he did major tshuva. This should be great encouragement to each and every one of us, and it is never too late to come close to Hashem, no matter how much we may have messed up. In Pasuk Aleph, Vayishlach HaMelech VeYosef Olav Kol Ziknei Yehuda VYerushalayim, and the king Yoshio gathered together all the elders in Yehuda and Yerushalayim. Yoshio gathered the entire nation together and read to them from the Sefer Torah. Yoshio made a bris covenant between Yisrael and Hashem to serve Hashem with a sincere heart and follow the ways of the Torah. And Pasuk Dalet through Yotes, Yoshio then commanded Chilkiah, the Kohen Gadol, to remove all the Asherah trees and Baal from the Beit HaMikdash. Yoshio went through the entire land, cleaning up and getting rid of all the idols and forms of forbidden worship. He dismissed all the false priests, burned down the bamos, got rid of the molech, destroyed and burned a whole host of various types of items used for forbidden worship. Yoshio even burned the two golden calves that Yerovam ben Nevat set up many, many years ago. Yoshio got rid of all the impure graves throughout the land. Yoshio came across a particular grave that looked like in better condition than the others. Yoshio was told it was a grave of a true prophet and respectfully left the grave alone. Yoshio killed all the priests that served false gods and burned their bones on the altar. And Pasuk of Aleph and Chavez, Vayitzav HaMelech Eskol HaAm Lemor, and Yoshio commanded the nation saying, Asu Pesach LaHashem Elokechem Kekasuf, Sefer Bris Hazeh. You should make a Pesach offering for Hashem like it's written in the Torah. Ki lo nasek Pesach Hazeh mimei ashoftim asher shoftu es Yisrael. Because a Korban Pesach like this was never made from the times of the shoftim that judged Yisrael. Rashi and Mitzvot bring a Korban Pesach was not brought in approximately 400 years since the time of Shmuel HaNavi, who was considered the last of the Shoftim. Currently, Yoshiyahu was bringing the nation to a high level of purity. Therefore, it was fitting to bring a Korban Pesach, as the Korban Pesach represented Hashem ultimately selecting the Jewish nation, even though they may appear to look like the surrounding nation. Rashi notes, since the split in the kingdom, the entire nation was not together. Currently, Yirmiyahu the Navi started bringing back members of the 10 tribes of Yisrael back to Yerushalayim after they were exiled. Therefore, now the nation was, in a sense, starting to reunite. It was fitting to bring a Korban Pesach. And Pasuk Chav, hey, v'kamo lo haya lefan of melech asher shav El Hashem b'chol levavo b'chol na'ashavlo b'chol meldo k'kol toris moshev acharov lokam k'maho. There was no king like Yoshio, like ever before, who served Hashem with all his heart, with all his soul, and all his money. As it's written in the Torah, there was no king like him, and there was no king will ever be like him. However, Hashem's anger still raged against Yisrael and Yehuda because of the incitement of the evil king Menashe. In Pasuk Ches through Lamed, Yoshio was killed by Paro Necho. Yoshio was buried in Yerushalayim. Note, the entire Kinah Yud Aleph we read on Tisha B'Av is about this story and this parak. Kinah Yud Aleph starts with, V'yakonen Yirmiyahu el Yoshio. However, it's beyond the scope of this year to delve deeper into it. In Pasuk Lamed Aleph through Lamed Zayin, which is the end of the parak, the common people anointed Jehoiachaz, son of Yoshio, as king next. Jehoiachaz, 22 years old, ruled 3 months in Yerushalayim. He did evil in the eyes of Hashem. Paro Necho put Jehoiachaz in jail. Paro Necho empowered Eliakim, son of Yoshio, to rule instead over Yerushalayim. Paro Necho called Eliakim Jehoiakim. Jehoiakim gave gold and silver to Paro Necho. Jehoiakim, 25 years old, reigned for 11 years in Yerushalayim. Jehoiakim did what was evil in the eyes of Hashem. And that's the end of the parak. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.